Okay, it's 8:02. Okay, so we'll start. Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Look at the words.
We are on Yud Ches Amar Aleph up to the Gemara. Okay? And the Gemara basically had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to have your kalim work for you before Shabbos. Beis Shammai said no, and Beis Hillel said yes. Very interesting machlokas. We hold like Beis Shammai. We hold like Beis Hillel, which means you're allowed to have your kalim work for you before Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute on Amud Beis, well, according to Beis Shammai, how could a woman ever light Shabbos candles? Because the kalim are working for you on Shabbos. Right? Interesting question. How could you ever have anything go work for you on Shabbos? It's a fascinating question. So we hold like Beis Hillel. The only exception we have according to Beis Hillel is when it comes to cooking food. Because then everybody's busy with the food, and everybody's going to tumble, and everybody's going to be touching everything. So for that, we have all these gzeiros. That's the third perek, you know, with Shehiya and the blech and all that. It's all because of this issue. Your food can cook for you on Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, they can't. According to Beis Shammai, all your food has to be done before Shabbos. We don't hold like that. But before we get to all that, that's a starting about whether you can soak dyes or soak flax, things like that. All these things in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai said you can't do it. Beis Hillel said, of course you can. You're not doing a malacha. Now, even though the kalim are doing a malacha for you, that's okay. That's not a problem. So here we go. Mantana, before we get to this issue, who said that Nesinas Dio, Mayim L'Dio, Zui Shriyason? Who said that putting water into ink is considered soaking and that's a problem? And Rashi says, the Rashi over here, Mantana Nesinas Mayim L'Dio, Afal Pishalo Gibel Hadio, even though you're not kneading anything, Gibel means to make it into a clump, a cluster, Zui Shriyason, nevertheless, it's still considered soaking. Bahavilisha, it's lush, Didei, that's it's lush. Every item, the lush is whatever the item is. Bahachi umis chayev mishum lush, you'll be chayev for lush. Damastis. What? I can't hear you.
What?
Someone asking a question? Okay. Damastis and like a gibel, because in our Mishnah there is no gibel. Bafligi be mibodyom mechal de Shabbos chayev chatasu. On Friday there's no such thing as lush. On Shabbos there is. So who said this? So Amalei Abaya. No, I'm sorry. Amar Rav Yosef, Rebbe He. It's Rebbe. The Tanya, because Rebbe holds. Echad nosen es hakemach. Whether you put in the flour, right? Whether you put in the flour. Vechad nosen es hamayim. Or you put in the water. Ha'achron chayev. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says whoever put in last is chayev. Now if you put in last, what'd you do? You put in water? Why are you chayev Elisha? The answer is, because it doesn't matter what action you did. You did this mice, and therefore you're chayev. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eino chayev ad shiyagval. No. You're not chayev until you actually do a mice of gibel. You have to actually take your hands and knead it together. Pouring in water is not considered gibel. Amale Abaya. Abaya says, 1 second. V'dil ma'ad kan lo kum Rabbi Yossi el bekemach. Devar gibel hu. It's only by flour, which is something that you can knead. But ink, the lav bar gibel hu. That you don't. Nobody needs ink. It's ridiculous. Emel lechayev. You're gonna be chayev. Lo soka daita. No. Netanya. Echad nosen es ha'efer. Vechad nosen es ha'mayim. Ha'achron chayev. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe said. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Omer. Ad shiyagabel. Until you do gibel. So we have it again, right? Okay. So what the Chazon Ish says, according to this, what is the malacha of lush? If somebody puts water into ink, they chayev lush?
What?
If somebody puts water into ink, they chayev lush? That's a very, very harsh lush. So the Chazon Ish says it must be that they hold, this person holds, whenever you combine any two items, even though it's not really, we wouldn't call that kneading in our vernacular, we wouldn't call it that, but they call it that. That would be chayev and lush. Okay. Vidilma my afer afar the bar gibelhu. Maybe when it says afer, it really means afar, which is something that you can need. So the Gemara says no. Vatanya afer vatanya afar. We have both of them. So since we have both of them, obviously we're talking about two different things. One's afer, one's afar. Therefore, that the machlokes is whether it's by Afer or whether it's by Afer. So the Gemara says, no. Midi gabi hadadi tanya. Were these two Mishnayos learned together? Right? So really, maybe it's talking about Afer. And one time we said Afer, it really meant Afer. So it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha whether or not, we're talking about Afer or Afer. And then the Mishnah could really be going according to everybody that this is considered something Gibel and therefore Yechayev. Okay, fine. That was a little hard. Now, Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say like this. This is a very, very interesting, relevant Gemara. Poskin Mayim Lagina, Erev Shabbos in Chashecha, you could turn on your sprinkler on Friday afternoon, Umis Malez V'Holeches Kol Yom Kulo, and your sprinkler could sprinkle the whole Shabbos. Ah, you're not allowed to water grass on Shabbos. Not allowed to do that. It's a malacha. The answer is, I started before Shabbos. My kalim are working for me on Shabbos. That's not a problem. Beis Hillel says he could do that. No problem. Umanichin mugmor tachas hakalim. I could put the spices underneath the kalim. Umizgarmin v'holchin kol yom kulo. And the whole day it's going to be smoky and you know, make fragrance in the house the whole day. It's coals, and the coals are being burnt, and it's causing the steam or whatever to. That's okay. Why? Because I started it before Shabbos. There's no gzeira. Well, if I do it before Shabbos, maybe I'll do it on Shabbos. There's no such gzeira like that. Next, umenichin gufris tachas akelim. You could put some kind of gufris, like sulfur or something, underneath the kelim. Umis gafrin v'holchin kol Shabbos kulo. Again, it's going to make fragrances the whole Shabbos. Nothing wrong with that. Umenichan kilor agabe ha'ayin. And you could put some medicine on your eye. The aspalonis agabe maka. You could put a band-aid on Friday, even if the band-aid is medicated. And on Shabbos, the medication is going to keep on going. Nothing wrong with that. Says Tosvos, umis marepes v'aleches kol yom kulo. Vim tomar, one second. Hadam b'perek shemona shrat. And we're going to say later, shorin kilurin me erev Shabbos. You're allowed to soak some kind of medicine on erev Shabbos. Umenichan tachas ayin b'Shabbos. And you can put it on your eye on Shabbos. The imkain b'Shabbos nami shari lahaniach. We're going to say later, you can even do it on Shabbos. How could that be? How could you put? You're not allowed to use medicine on Shabbos. The Yeshlam Ator says no. Dila kamon mayri ba'adam bari. There it's talking about a healthy person. You didn't put it on for a refua. Ella tachas ayin l'tainug. You did it for tainug. Therefore, there's no kash, there's no shaila, there's no issue, there's no fear you're going to maybe grind up spices. Here you did it for refua. V'lo shari ella be'erev Shabbos. And therefore, here it's not mutter unless you do it on Friday. Which means you could do any refua that is not done for refua. On Shabbos is mutter. Like eating chicken soup. Sick people eat chicken soup. You're allowed to eat chicken soup on Shabbos. You're not doing it for refuah. The question is, even if you are doing it for refuah, you might be allowed to. But here, it's certainly medicine. Certainly medicine. Friday, no problem. Why? Because there's no problem of kalim working for you on Shabbos. Aval ein nos nin chitin l'tocha rechayim shel mayim. But you can't put wheat in the millstone, in the water mill. Unless it's going to be grinded up when it's still day. Why? What's the reason for that? Why? My time of why is that? Amar Rabba said, Mipnei, because Shemashmas kol. Because it makes a lot of noise. It makes a lot of noise. So therefore what? So what if it makes noise? In other words, when I have my dyes soaking in the pot, that doesn't make any noise. When I have put a band-aid on, doesn't make any noise. When I have the mill grinding, it makes a lot of noise. So what? So Rashi says, Mipnei shemishmaz es hakol, because you hear the noise, you hear the grinding going on in the yard. The avsha milsa b'Shabbos, it's a big commotion on Shabbos. It's a big commotion. The ikka zilusa, and that's not Shabbostic. It's a zilzal in Shabbos to have a whole commotion going on in your backyard. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not Shabbostic, says Rashi. That's what Rashi says. It's not Shabbos. It's not a Shabbostic thing to have a big production going on. Now, All the Rishonim give a different reason why you can't have the mill going on in your backyard. Because we're afraid that if you're doing it on Erev Shabbos, you might come to do it on Shabbos. You might come to throw in some more wheat onto the mill and let it grind before it's grinding before Shabbos. You might do it on Shabbos. Now that's a huge nafgamina. If you hold like Rashi, can you have, let's say, some of the Chachamim talk about this? Can you have a grandfather clock in your house? Would that be a problem of Zilzal Shabbos according to Rashi? Makes a lot of noise, a lot of commotion. According to the other ones, for sure it's not an issue.
Two questions. First of all, why a grandfather clock? A regular alarm clock, people set a Shabbos clock, it goes off. Why a Dafka grandfather clock? Why are they only worried about a mill running from before Shabbos? Why not the case of the Diyoy
because none of that makes any noise.
So,
why aren't we Choshesh?
Yeah, if you start it before Shabbos, maybe you'll put
more in. It's a fair question. I don't know. It's a good question. We most people really hold from Rashi's reason, right? Which is why some people don't have an issue with this. Some people have an issue with, like, you know, they have
Menachem, the big question is not that. It's the washing machine and dryers. Washing machine and dishwasher, which don't make any sense because you can't hear it outside your house.
Right. So can you have a dishwasher set to go off at, let's say, 10 p.m.? You finished your meal, everyone's in bed, but the dishwasher washed the dishes. You didn't do anything. You set it before Shabbos. It's no different than a what do you call it? Than having the dye get soaked. You'd like to do it. What's the only potential issue? It's a production. You're making noise. So according to Rashi, if it makes a lot of noise, it's not Shabbos dick. According to the other ones, nothing to do with that. We're afraid you'll do the malacha on Shabbos. So if it's very quiet, well, you're going to turn on. I mean, if that's the case, Josh is right. Then you can't do anything on Shabbos because maybe you'll do it with malachas. So I don't know about that chashash. It's a far-fetched chashash. We're not going to let you do something before Shabbos because you might do it on Shabbos. It's a little far-fetched, right?
Maybe that's why we like Rashi.
right. Well, he seems to be the consensus, right? So, and I don't know what noise. Now, by the way, getting back to the sprinkler, what noise does your sprinkler make? Noise doesn't make noise. It makes noise. It's a little noisy, but it's not like a production, like a factory in your backyard. So that's why I agree with Mati. The shilas, when they come up about the dishwashers, don't they have what's called a silent mode? It's whisper mode, whispering. It's nothing. Okay. Very good. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, v'lema mar mishum shvisas kelim. What about shvisas kelim? Don't you kelim have to rest? Titania. What about Shvisas Kalim? Don't you Kalim have to rest? Now we're going to hold, Beis Hillel doesn't hold like that. El Amar Rav Yosef, Mishum Shvisas Kalim. You're right, the issue is Shvisas Kalim. V'hashta damarta le-Beis Hillel, it's l'Shvisas Kalim. So one second. If Beis Hillel agree about this issue of Kalim, then all the cases, how are they mutter? Doraisa, Gufris, Mugmar, my time is Shari. Why are those cases mutter? Having, you know, the clothing have a smell and the spices going on in the house. Why is that all mutter? The answer is, Mishum Deloka Avad Maisa. Want to tell me because he didn't do anything? Unin Shal Pishtun, my time Ashari. Then why are Unin Shal Pishtun mutter? What's Unin Shal Pishtun? Unin Shal Pishtun are like, I guess, some kind of flax soaking. And Beis Hillel said he could do that also. Mishum Deloka, the same answer. Mishum Deloka Avad Maisa, Umin Chanaicha. Because you didn't do anything, and it's just sitting there, right? So why we just gave that answer? We just said the same thing, right? When it comes to Mugmar, it's not a problem because it's you're not doing anything. It's the keli is working on its own. You didn't do anything. Same thing over here. You didn't do anything. So the answer is because the other cases, the case of the Gufris or the Mugmar, you don't even have to have a kli. You could just put some coals on the floor and light it up and let it smoke and it'll smoke and it'll, you know, you don't even have to have a kli. So maybe if you don't have to have a kli, there I hold, I'm not doing anything. I don't even have a kli. And I did it before Shabbos. But if I had an unan shel pishtan, maybe that would be a problem. Maybe that would be okay. It's a problem also. Now, mitzudas chaya v'ov v'dogim, what about trapping? Dika avid maisa. You did a maisa. You trapped. And well, how did you trap? You set up a trap before Shabbos. My time is Shari. Why is that mutter? Now, Hasam Nami, Belachi. It's some kind of, I'm not sure what this means in English. Belachi, Beluchi. It's some kind of a trap of fish that where the fish gets really get caught by itself. I'm not 100% sure what that is. Or Vikukri. Kukri means like a little, it's like a cone-shaped net, right? A cone-shaped net, and when the fish swims into it, it gets stuck. It's a cone shape when the end of it is open, so the fish gets in it, it can't get out because the end is smaller than the front. So when the fish swims in, it gets stuck. You didn't really do anything. It's not like a trap enclosed on it, and you can say you didn't do anything. So these cases are mutter. The loka avid maisa. You didn't do a maisa. Okay. Now, the hashta, the amr of Oshia, amr of Asi, mantana, shvitas kelim doraisa, beishamai thiva lo beis hillel. But we said before that only beishamai holds from this issue, not beis hillel. Le beishamai, so according to beishamai, bein kavid maisa, bein deloka avid maisa, aser. According to beishamai, it makes no difference if you did a maisa or not. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. Your kelim are not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. Lebeis Hillel, but according to Beis Hillel, afal gav de Ovid Maisa, shari. But according to Beis Hillel, if Shvisas Kelim are mutter, then even if you did a Maisa, it's still mutter. Now, the hashto damato de Lebeis Shammai, now that we said according to Beis Shammai, afal gav, even though de lo Ovid Maisa, usher, even if you didn't do a Maisa, it's usher, ihachi, if so, mugmar the gufris, my time is shari Beis Shammai. Why does Bishamai allow those cases, which Bishamai did? It's a malacha. Your kelim are working for you on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Hasam monach a'ara. You put it on the ground. There is no kli. There's no keli. It's just random pieces of coal or something. There's no kli. Right? There's no kli at all. Now Tosfa says, who said this? This is Rav Oshia talking. So look at the Tosvos. It's the first skinny line right here. It's like the middle of the Tosvos. The Kaimel and Kiruv Oshia. We hold like this. Deman Tana Shavisas Kalim. Who holds of Shavisas Kalim? Beishamahi. That's only Beishamai. We don't hold like Beishamai. Therefore, Umutar Lahashal Kalim Lanachri. You're allowed to lend Kalim to a guy. The Ein Lachush Bazeh. You don't have to be worried that the Nachri is going to do malacha with your keli on Shabbos. You know why? Because there's no issue. You can lend the keli, you can lend the goy all the kelim you want. Avo behemto, but your animal, aser lahashel. You cannot lend your animal to a goy. The shvisas behemto, alav da araisa. That is a din da araisa. You're not allowed to have your animals work for you on Shabbos. Doesn't matter if it's working for you. Doesn't matter if it's working for the goy. You cannot lend your animal. Doesn't really apply bizman hazeh, but in places where they had farms, I guess it could apply, and you weren't allowed to do it. Kalim, no issue.
To rent your animal to a guy, to rent would be different?
Yes, because it depends who really is, quote-unquote, the owner of the guy, of the animal now. If it's the guy, then you could do it, and if it's a Jew, you can't do it. Now, the Gemara asks a question like this. Gigas is a barrel, right? Or a nair. A gigas is a barrel where somehow it's fermenting. The beer, let's say, is fermenting in the barrel. The nair. Or a nair. How could a woman, according to Beis Shammai, how could a woman light candles on Shabbos? The candles are going to be lit when Shabbos continues. And your kelim are supposed to be resting. And that's a malacha. It doesn't matter, according to him, if you lit them before Shabbos. It makes no difference. The kedera. How can your pot be on the fire before Shabbos? It's fully cooked. It's just there because you want it to be more geschmack or something. How could you do that? Vishpud, or some kind of spit or something. My time is Shari Beishamai. According to Beishamai, why is all that mutter? And the answer is, Demafkir Luhu Afkure. Because you are mafkir every Shabbos, you're mafkir your kalim, you're mafkir your nair. You can declare it ownerless so that somebody could, so that you, therefore you, your wife could light Shabbos candles. Tosfa says, in the Tosfa of the Mafkur, even though Dikamar bin Adarim, to be in on Hefker b'fnei Gimel. In order to be a real Hefker, you have to do it in front of three people. You can't be mafker something that nobody here heard you. What kind of Hefker is that? It's a joke. You can't do that. I'm going to be mafker and nobody heard me? Every Friday before Shabbos, you have to be mafker. Every month of Shabbos, no one comes to take it, so you take it back. So what kind of game is that? Hacha lo be'inan. Hey, you don't have to do that. The mistama mafker lahu, because it's understood you're being mafkerit, because if you're not mafkerit, how can your wife light Shabbos candles? This will not work, Josh, to be mafkir your horse to the goy, ulahafkir, and to be mafkirit. Over here, there's no other way to do it. There's no other way, according to Beis Shammai, that a wife can light Shabbos candles. There's no other way. And also, it's not public. So to go give the, no one knows. In other words, when you give your animals to the goy, and then the guy's walking down the street riding your animal on Shabbos. Isn't that, what's his name's animal? What's the guy doing with that animal? It's a much more of a piersum. It's much more of a public thing. It's a problem. Here, listen, the question's better than the answer. At the end of the day, how are we allowing this? According to Beis Shammai, how does a woman light Shabbos candles? The answer is, it's built in that every Friday he's mafkarit, and every month of Shabbos he takes it back. There's no other way to answer it. Right? Now, Mantana, back to the Gemara. Mantana, Lahadatana Rabbanan, who said the following? Lo tamali isha kedera asasias vitermusin. A woman shouldn't fill up her kedera, her pot, with different kinds of vegetables and things. V'tiniach l'toch hatanur, Erev Shabbos im chashecha. And to leave it next to the pot, on Shabbos, right before it gets dark. V'yimnasnan, and if she did that, L'matzah Shabbos, a matzah Shabbos, asur and it's asur, b'chidei shiyasu. You have to wait for the amount of time it would have taken to do this after Shabbos. In other words, you can't cook food before Shabbos because your kelim are working for you on Shabbos. That's according to Beis Shammai, right? Kiyotibo, similarly, lo yamali nachto machavis shel mayim. You can't, the nachton, the baker, can't fill up a barrel of water. To put it in there on Erev Shabbos, v'yam asa kein l'matzah Shabbos, and if he did it, it becomes asa matzah Shabbos. V'chdei shiyasu, you have to wait. How long after Shabbos could it have cooked by itself? Right, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. Right. Right. The Pnei Yeshua here says that these things you could work around it, and therefore we're not going to be makel. But the candles, there's no way around that. Therefore, we allowed you to do the Hefker thing. Now, Lema Beis Shammai Sivolo Beis Hillel. This is obviously Beis Shammai and obviously not Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel says there's no Isser of Shvitas Kelim. So Gemara says, no. Afilu Tema Beis Hillel. You could even say it's Beis Hillel. Gzeira Shema Yechate Begachalim. Because maybe you will tumble, you'll meddle, you'll touch the coals. Because when it comes to food, everybody's very busy how the food's going to turn out. So everybody's always over there looking and poking and touching. So you might come to touch it. So when it comes to food, even Beis Hillel will agree that there's a problem. By the other things, he doesn't agree. Now the Gemara says, Ihachi gufres, mugmar v'gufres nami lidzar. So why doesn't Beis Hillel care about the other things, the spices? Hasam lo mechati le. No one's going to touch it. Di mechati. Salpu kutra v'kashilu, because if you touch that, you could only make things worse. And therefore, no one's going to touch the spices. You're going to make things worse. Here, you're making things better. You want it to cook better, more geschmack. We're afraid. And that's why this is just mentioned really here in passing. This real sug is in the third parak, where the whole parak is all about the issue of how you cook on Shabbos. The issue isn't cooking. There's no issue of cooking. The issue is, we're afraid you might touch it. And if you touch it, you're going to make the fire bigger, make the fire smaller. Those are d'oraisas. Unin shel pishtan, what about the flax soaking around? Nami ligzar. Why don't we make exera there? Hashem, same story. Given the kashi lehuzika, since the opening it up and meddling will cause it to get ruined, lo megali lehu, no one's going to open it up and let it get ruined. Therefore, not a chashash. Temeliyor ligzar. What about wool in the dyers of that? Why aren't we worried there? Maybe you'll meddle over there. Amar Shmuel said, Biyora Akura. It's a Yara Akura, meaning it's already off the fire. It's already off. It's been removed from the fire. It's still brewing, but it's nothing to touch. So therefore, it's not a problem. V'nechash Shema Megizba. Maybe you'll stir it. And if you stir it, you can, like, I guess, heat it up and it's a problem. The Gemara says, no. Bakura V'tocha. It's sealed. It's sealed. You're not going to break open the seal. Not a problem. Now, V'hashna da Amar Mar. Now that we just said, Gzeira Shema Yechata Bigachalim, that even according to Beit Hillel, when it comes to food, there is such a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Maybe you'll, you know, come and tumble and see what's going on, and you'll touch the coals and you'll make the fire. Hai kedera chaisa shari la anuche erev Shabbos im chashecha betanura. A raw piece of meat. Kedera chaisa, a raw piece of meat. You can put it on the fire erev Shabbos im chashecha in your tanner. You can cook a raw piece of meat 10 minutes before Shabbos. Why? My time of why? Kiven de lo chazi l'urta, since it's not edible now, asuche mesech taitimine. You're not thinking about it. It's off your radar. Tomorrow we'll think about it. It's off your radar. And there's no chashash. What about cooking? Your kelim are allowed to do malacha for you. No, not a problem. Your kelim are allowed to do malacha for you. So therefore it says Beis Hillel, even Beis Hillel would say this. If the cooked food is mamish raw, you ran home before Shabbos, you had no time, you just took a raw piece of meat, you threw it in the pot. Not a problem. Why? Because you're not going to meddle. Nothing to meddle with. It's not edible now. And therefore, you're allowed to do it. Says Rashi over here, Hai kedera dechaisa shapetami, lahash hosa, to let it sit there. Lechatchila, mibod yom, in the day, betanor. Vimis bashalas kol laila. It's going to be cooking the whole night. Devade chaisa, lavadaiti lemechla leorta. You're not going to eat it at night. It's not edible. An ancha b'hasam, you're going to leave it there. Umishum l'machar lo asi lachatuye. What about in the morning? You'll wake up in the morning. You come to see what's going on over there. And that's not a problem. Share yesh lo shuz gadol. You have plenty of time. V'lo dami la'asasias v'tumusin she'en ko alayla v'ayom d'aylehen. In other words, if there's so much time for this to cook, you're never going to go meddle with it. Not even in the morning. And therefore, it's not a problem. You're not going to come to stoke the coals. Ubashal shaper dummy. And therefore it's okay for it to cook. Bushel velo bishel usser. But if it's partially cooked, then we have problems. Why? Because we're afraid you might come to tumble with the coals. Vishar be garmachaya. Sharper dummy. But if you throw in a raw piece of meat, it turns the whole pot into a raw piece of meat because at the end of the day, I can't eat it now anyway. There's raw meat in there, and therefore it's not a problem, right? Hashta de Amar Mar. Kol mili de kashi le zika lo megali le. Now that we said before, anything that is harmful, anything that's harmful to whatever you're doing, if you open it up, you check it, you want to touch it, if it's harmful, you're never going to do it. You're never going to open it up, you're never going to touch it. Hai bisra de gadya, so some meat of a goat, visharik, if it's sealed, shaper dummy, that's okay. Now, we don't have ovens like this today. This is in those days, they would seal the oven so nothing should escape. So you're not going to go over there in the middle of Friday night and open it because you're going to ruin it. So since you're going to ruin it, it's not a problem. However, the barcha is a aisle, ram, velo sharik, and it's not sealed, usser. It's usser. Why? Because apparently the metzias was that opening up the aisle wouldn't ruin the aisle, and therefore there was a chashash, you're going to open it, right? Now, what about this? The gadya, which is goat, we're opening it was generally a problem, but velo sharik, but it's not sealed. Or the barcha, but aisle, visharik, and it is sealed. So you're doing something funny. What's the story? Ravashi shari. Ravashi said, that's mutter. Ravirmi amidifti usser. Ravirmi said, no, that's usser. So they're arguing on, you did something funny in a funny way. Are we choshesh, you going to open it up or not? Ravashi deshari. But Ravashi said, Yemutter? However, Batanya, Ein Solin, which is a Mishnah later on, I think it's the next Mishnah, actually. Tomorrow. Ein sol, you're not allowed to roast basar, batzel, ubeitza. You're not allowed to roast anything on Shabbos. Ela kadesh yitzulu mibod yom. Unless it's mostly roasted during the day. All the parameters of this we'll do tomorrow. So the Gemara says, yeah, hasam, that's over there, debarcha velo sharik, where it wasn't sealed. Since it wasn't sealed, there's a chashash you might come to meddle. If you have to take precautions early on Friday. Fine. Ikad de Amri, some say, the gadya, if it's gadya, if it's goat, bein sharik, whether it's sealed, bein lo sharik, whether it's not sealed, shaper dummy, it's okay. Debarcha, if it's the aisle, nami, v'sharik shaper dummy, and if it's sealed, it's also good. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Debarcha v'lo sharik. If it's barcha aisle and it's not sealed, Ravashi shari v'yirmi b'ditzi aser. Fine. Ulavashi shari ayva tanya ain't tell b'aser beitzu b'atzel el kadishu l'bod yom. Hasam over there, the bisra agomer. We're talking about meat that is not in the oven, right? She ain't no b'taner. It's not in the oven. And if we were afraid you're going to touch the meat, touch the coals, and you're going to be over in Issur Daraisa. Fine. Am Ravina, Hai Kra Chaya Shaper Dummy. This not only we said before that raw meat, you're allowed to throw into the fire before Shabbos because no one's going to meddle with it. This is also raw gourd. Same story. Shaper Dummy, Kivin the Kashi Lezika, Kibitzer the Gadya Dummy. Since you're never going to open the oven because by opening it you're going to ruin it, no one's ever going to open it, and therefore you can put it in before Shabbos. So you can't paskin from anything we did today because it's very 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 complicated. These are just like really 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 broad rules, and in the third paragraph we're going to do much more involved. Okay, next thing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Beishame Omrim, Ein Mochrin, you're not allowed to sell to a guy, right?" Unless it's near the guy's house. And Beis Hillel said it's not a problem. So Tana Rabbanan, Beishamai Omrim, Lo Yimkar Adam Chetzol L'Nachri, you can't sell anything to a guy. Vo Yash Ilenu, you can't lend him anything. Vlo Yilivono, he can't lend anything to you. Vlo Yitin Lo B'Matana, you can't give him a gift. Ela Kadesh Shiagia L'Beiso, unless he can reach his house before Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no, doesn't have to reach his house. Kadesh Shiagia L'Beis Hasamach L'Choma. He has to reach the house next to the wall, meaning he has to get into his neighborhood. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kadeshiyetzim Pesach Beso. No, the most nakel. All the guy has to do is leave your house. If the guy can leave your house before Shabbos, he loads up his car, he gets everything out of your house before Shabbos, it's good enough. Omer Biosi Bar Yehuda, Hain Hain Divi Rabbi Akiva, Hain Hain Divi Beis Hillel, Lo Bar Rabbi Akiva, El Lafarish Divi Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva was not arguing on Beis Hillel. He was explaining Beis Hillel. He was explaining Beis Hillel that all you have to do is leave the house. Okay, we'll get to the next two dots. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo Yimkar Adam Chemtzo L'Nachri, you're not allowed to sell chametz to a guy. Right? Tomorrow's Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you're not allowed to sell your chametz to a guy. Elim Kim Yodea Bo, Shiachla Kodama Pesach Divrei Beis Shammai. Unless you know that he will get rid of it before Pesach, that's what Beis Shammai said. Right? What's going on here? According to Beis Shammai, the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz means it can't be in the world. We don't hold like that. We hold that I just can't own it. So I can give it to the guy. I can tell it to a guy. Even legitimate sale. Not talking about fake sale. A real sale, as long as I don't own it. Says Beis Shammai, that's not the test. The test is, it can't be in the world. So if I give the guy 5,000 pounds of chametz 10 days before Pesach, there's no way he can finish it before Pesach. And therefore, even though it's by the guy, it's still considered mine, and I'm chayav. Therefore, says Beis Shammai, where am I? Lo yimkar adam chemtzo l'nachri, you can't sell it to a guy. I'm selling it to him. Not even mine anymore. No, it's still considered yours. Elim ken yodeh lo bo shiich lo kodem Pesach. Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim? No. Kol zman shemutu lo ochlo, mutu lo mochmo. As long as you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to sell it to him. I sell to him an Erev Pesach, 1,000 pounds. He can't eat it in one day. Doesn't make a difference. It's mutu to sell it to him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kutach habavli, which is some kind of dip, which had chametz in it, v'chol mine kutach, and all types of dips, aser limkor lamid yom kodem Pesach. You're not allowed to sell it 30 days before Pesach. What's going on? So Rashi says, nosen bo chametz, it has chametz in there, kedamrina be'elu ovrin, like we say over there, the eno aser lechol yachad, you don't eat it as a food, it's a dip. Ela litbolbo, use it as a dip. The eno kala adzman ruba, it takes a long time for that to get used up. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the world of Beis Shammai, you can't sell kutach before Pesach. You know why? Because it's not going to get used up. Because it's only used as a dip. So if that's true, because it holds like Beis Shammai, if that's true, then look at the next Rashi. Then why is it only 30 days before? How about if I sell it to the guy Rosh Hashanah? And it's not Pesach, not for 7 months. It's not going to get used up. Says Rashi, no. Shloshim yom. Mishemaschilin lidrosh pilchas Pesach. Only 30 days before Pesach, when we start talking about in Yonah of Pesach, that's when we get into Pesach. So therefore, chala azharas Pesach alav. That's when the Isser of Pesach starts. It doesn't start Rosh Hashanah. The guy could still have it. Doesn't make a difference. 30 days before, now why should that be? What does being darshening and learning about Pesach have to do with the halal? Nothing to do with each other, right? If you're not allowed to have your chametz, can't be by a guy. What's the difference if it's before Pesach or 6 months before Pesach? But as Rashi says, 30 days, the Gemara says it, 30 days before, that's when you have to get rid of it. One second. Tosfos gives another answer in Pesachim. Tosfos says, no. We're talking about Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Hillel, why would this be true? What's the issue? Why can't I sell my chametz to the guy 30 days before Pesach? And the answer is, it's only talking about kutach because it's your secret recipe. And the guy's going to be walking around with your secret recipe of kutach. And people are going to say, well, look at this. The Jewish, the Jewish chef, he gave his secret recipe to the guy on Pesach because the guy's walking around with it. And no one's going to realize that he gave it to him way before Pesach, since it lasts for a long time. So this could even be according to Beis Hillel, and there's a special chashash, a special zero when it comes to kutach. That's either Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos, what this is about. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow, Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Michael, you're on tomorrow, yeah? Oh, Michael left? Oh, okay, no, good, very good. All right, you can go off the mutes now if you want. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. How's everyone doing?
Thanks, Menachem. Great to be with you.
All right, very good. Everyone stay safe and stay well. We'll resume tomorrow at 8 a.m. So I think it works for you. A lot of people on the chat now. I think it works, no?
Yeah, 15. Yeah.
What?
15.
Fine, very good.
Wow.
Excellent. Yeah.
Thank you, Menachem.
Fine, very good. Jeff, we'll talk later.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, bye.
All right. Shkoyach.